It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey friends, Marco here. And you're listening to 5 minutes with Marco. If that's not what you intended to listen to, this is your opportunity to leave. We're in our third week of a sub-series called Nuggets, where I have a collection of kind of mini themes, little mini episodes, where hopefully one will encourage and or challenge you. Today, got four nuggets for you. Nugget one, I was looking over some old notes from a leadership team retreat and found some really great stuff for personal and team development. I remember when our freakishly insightful consultant led our team in these exercises, first making commitments to ourselves and then to each other. Both of these were surprisingly difficult and led to some vulnerability. It was fun to read my response from about 16 years ago to the question, what am I committed to for myself? I've had so much change in my life and faith and vision over the last dozen years. So it was interesting to me that these still ring really true for me. Here's what I'd written 16 years ago, my commitments to myself. I am committed to passionate living. I must have a significant portion of my involvements be things I can be passionate about. I'm committed to growth in self-knowledge, in emotional intelligence, in knowledge about subjects that interest me, in leadership, in spiritual fruit, in new and refined skills. I'm committed to a life of joy. I'm committed to experiences. I want to experience more people, places, situations, and involvements, and to experience more of God. I am committed to a full life. How about you? What are your commitments to yourself? Nugget two, youth workers who pretend that they have the Christian life all figured out are boring. Let's face it, none of us want to follow someone who thinks they have everything all figured out. We want to learn from people who are on the same journey we're on, a journey of messiness and incompleteness, of bumps and turns and twists and surprises. In short, we want to learn from people who live with veracity, people who live out the truth of their own journey in front of us. For you to be a youth worker who lives with veracity, and for me to be a youth worker who lives with veracity, we have to live, speak, and act boldly, whether that means a boldness of knowing or a boldness of unknowing. See, veracity and passion are closely linked. When I live in truth, the truth of my real story with God, I live a passionate life, and veracity naturally leaks out in my interactions with students. When I do this, I become more attractive to real students, clearly not more physically attractive, but the truth of Jesus alive in my life is attractive. Nugget three. When we present the Bible to our youth as a collection of guidelines, principles, and stories, we rob them of the opportunity to see the grand arc of God's big story, the single, unified, awe-inspiring story God is unfolding from before the creation of time and space to well beyond our understanding of the future. One of my greatest joys in youth ministry in recent years has been helping students understand how their stories can intersect with God's big story, and that God invites them to be an active participant in God's unfolding story of creation, grace, love, and restoration. Nugget four. Okay, hold. This is going to get a little silly. Hold on to your seat, because I'm going to give you about 10 sub-nuggets. Yes, I guess they could be loosely grouped as like tweets, or do we call them X's now, for a vibrant life. Ready? Sometimes you fake it until you're able to break it. That's when things might get good. The way things we do around here could be, just might be, a really wonderful and good thing. Take a second look before you discard it. Might is shite. Who I'm responsible for can legitimately be in tension with what I'm passionate about, but not for long or you'll wilt. You need a how could this possibly succeed moment at least twice a year. Crossing T's and dotting I's is for scribes. Is that all you are? there are 1,000 legitimate things you could do with the next hour. Loosening your grip is the second most important component of growth. I want to play with people who are weird. I want to work with those who are odd. The edge of change is always populated with weird and odd folk. And finally, see that line? Put a couple toes over it. There you go.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.